Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with producer Dave. Here we are in beautiful downtown Portland on a hot Saturday afternoon. And I'd like to say hi to all of our affiliates here on the Radio Northwest Network. Well, we are in the middle of a Labor Day weekend, and it's the last big barbecue weekend before all the little nippers go back to detention. I mean, school. And mom and dad can take a little bigger breath and maybe have that third martini. So today on the Nation, we welcome back our resident barbecue aficionado to join us. Meathead Goldwyn from AmazingRibs.com. He's back for another Roasted Toasted Hour of barbecue. Today we're going to be talking about grilling and smoking some veggies, among other things. And our music, of course, is from those boys up north, Bachman Turner Overdrive, or as I used to call them when I did rock and roll radio, Bachman Turner Overdose. So anyway, I loved them. I really did like them. Saw them in concert like six times, so... that was one of the concerts, Meathead, when you walked out, your ears were truly ringing. They were like, yeah.
Oh, I listened to them, but I never got to their concerts.
Oh, I saw one. I saw them in the L.A. Forum with Bob Seger, Blue Oyster Cult, and them. And there was somebody else. Like, by that time, I probably couldn't remember because I was in college. But anyway, it was a great show, I think.
My best concert was Grand Funk Railroad. Now I've dated myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was back in the 60s. And at the University of Florida football stadium, 50,000 people, and there wasn't a sober head in the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, someday off the air, I'll tell you about my trip to Santa Barbara to see Dave Mason and the Doobie Brothers.
Was it a trip or a real trip?
All three. We sat on the infield, and I remember the guy that took me was a Southern California guy, and Mark was his name, and he was really nice. And he said, well, we got to take food. So we took this cooler of food and beer and wine and whatever, and we were sitting out there, and it was hot. I mean, it was bloody hot. It was in the spring. And I don't remember coming home. I know that. So anyway, so how the heck are you?
I'm good. It's summer, coming down into Labor Day fall, but the vegetable garden is booming, and we've been eating more vegetables than meat. And I know I'm meathead, but in August I turn into veg head, and fresh tomatoes, fresh corn, fresh zucchini, and there's just nothing to equal it. It's a special time of the year.
Oh, it really is. Now, one question I'm going to ask you that, to me, there's an obvious answer to it, but a lot of people don't have their own gardens. I personally think stuff that comes out of your own garden, whether you've got a big green thumb or not, is better, tastes better than the store-bought stuff.
There's some reality to that, and then there's psychology to that.
Yeah.
When, you know, things like corn, a lot of the old-fashioned corn varieties deteriorate quickly. You know, the old saying is you start the water boiling before you pick it.
Right.
Now, the new varieties, the new hybrid varieties and the GMO varieties keep longer, and they don't lose their sweetness as quickly. And some of them are incredibly sweet. They call them sugar-enhanced varieties, and I'm a real devotee of a variety named Marai, and if you can find that, it's just fantastic, and it keeps well in the fridge. And then there's the tomatoes. A warm tomato, fresh from the vine, standing there with the tomato plants all around you, that's just about as good as it gets. Now, But if you don't grow your own, their farmers markets have sprung up everywhere, and more groceries now are buying from local farmers with the locavore movement influencing them, and you can actually get fairly fresh tomatoes and corn in the grocery stores nowadays if you look for it.
We were up at the Washington coast, visit my in-laws a couple, 3 weeks ago, and in a little town of Ilwaco, which is it's a fishing town. They got canneries there and stuff.
Mm.
But on Saturdays, they have a farmer's market, and they're actually people there that are bringing vegetables and stuff from central Washington, which is kind of high desert area. But they load up a truck every Saturday, and they drive over there, and it's really terrific stuff. And the tomatoes, especially like the beefsteak tomatoes and that, were just like, wow. They were just terrific. So
my wife and I came out to your neck of the woods for a four-day weekend a couple of years ago, and we stumbled into a street fair, farmer's market, right in the center of town. I don't remember what the center area is, but there's like a Romblus there where we had fresh salmon that was grilled on a flat top and then put on top of a really crispy salad. And we cook that same dish to this day. I throw a cast iron griddle on my grill and take that salmon, put it flesh side down, get a good golden crust on it, flip it over and get the skin crispy like a potato chip, and take it hot and put it on a fresh green salad with some grated Parmesan Reggiano and a Caesar salad dressing. And boy, we had fresh fruit from the Portland area. There's great stuff out on the West Coast. My goodness.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish the show because I'm going to go eat. That made me hungry.
I also wandered into a blackberry patch out there behind a winery one day, and I must have spent a half hour out there and came out with my hands all black, my face all black. Couldn't scrub it off. Couldn't scrub the smile off either.
No.
That's such good food out where you are.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful stuff. So we've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment, but we're going to kind of march down, if you will, through some of the more common vegetables that is probably easier for people to start if they've never grilled anything.
Yeah.
The baked potato, for example.
Baked potatoes are great.
Yeah.
And, you can, to get them perfect, use your digital thermometer on them. Also, tomatoes, and they're superlative in the smoker. I take cherry tomatoes, poke holes in them, put them in the smoker, and turn them into smoked cherry tomato raisins. Unbelievable on a salad or in a focaccia. They're just fantastic. If you've never done it, you got to do it.
Oh, and they are good. And people have heard me talk about this before, but I do this one dish called bacon feta tomato. And I take a beefsteak and I slice it in half, and I actually put a little tiny bit of horseradish on it. Just kind of smear it around. Then I put some bacon on it that's been partially cooked. Then I put a little feta. And then if I'm really brave, not me, I mean, I'll eat anything, but I'll dice up some little green onion and put a little, maybe a touch of Parmesan on it. I put that on the upper level of a gas grill and close the lid and let it stay up there for about 8 to 10 minutes and pull it out. And man, is that good. Woo, baby.
Oh, boy, that sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful.
It's really, really good. Let's see. We're going to take a break here in just a second. I got to do something, though, Meathead, so bear with me here. Mattress Firm is based in Houston, Texas. And we just got a notice this morning that said, because they're in Houston, and of course you know about Hurricane Harvey and the aftermath of all that, they're donating $1 million and $1 million in product to those who need, plus a portion of every purchase made between Wednesday, August 30th, which is behind us now, through Tuesday, September 5th, will be donating an additional $1 million in pillows, blankets, mattresses for people who lost their homes and have to rebuild.
Wow.
And you can also go to Mattress Firm if you just want to give money to go to the Red Cross. There's a spot there to do that. But I thought that was pretty cool. And one last thing before we go to break, and this is a question for you, Meathead. Do twins ever realize that one of them is unplanned? So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk about Operation Barbecue Relief, which is down there in Houston also, too.
We will do that. So you're listening to JT and Meathead here on Barbecue Nation. We'll be back in just a short time, so don't go away. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. If you just joined us, we've got Meathead Goldwyn with us. Now, Meathead has an amazing website. How's that? AmazingRibs.com. You probably never heard that before, did you? And but he's got a great book, too, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling by Meathead. And I still praise this book. I mean, there's a lot of great barbecue books out there, but I really praise your book. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Houston again, because you talked about the mattress firm, and they're down there, and they're doing some great stuff for the homeless. I don't know if people have ever heard of Operation Barbecue Relief, but it's such a clever idea. If you've ever seen these barbecue competitions on TV or in real life, a lot of these guys have these big, huge barbecue pits. They're like the size of sofas,
mm-hmm.
and they tow them around behind their trucks, and they go all around the country, and they compete for prize money. And these are, you know, really impressive devices. And, of course, they have all the stuff in the back of their truck. Some of them use mobile homes for essentially a mobile kitchen. And when the tornado hit Joplin, Missouri a few years ago, a bunch of them put out the word via social media, and they all converged on Joplin with these big cookers and mobile kitchens and started feeding the homeless and the first responders. And they got together, formed a not-for-profit called Operation Barbecue Relief, and there's this network of email and social media communications now, and whenever something hits like this, they all mobilize, and now they've even got a warehouse where they keep food and supplies, and they're down there in downtown Houston right now. As of yesterday, they've already dished out 12,000 meals to the homeless and first responders. They're cooking them. I mean, it's not just hot dogs and hamburgers. They're cooking them up good barbecue, good pulled pork and stuff. And, you know, when life is treating you that bad, a pulled pork sandwich will lift your spirits a bit. And they're doing great work down there. My company, AmazingRibs.com, has a membership portion called the Pitmaster Club, and we donate 5% of all our membership fees to them, and that makes us one of their larger donors. And we're sending out a reporter. He's on his way down there now to interview and photograph and report back on what they're doing down there. And I know a number of our members have volunteered and gone down there, so it's a pretty cool operation.
It is. That sounds amazing. We will. I'll get that stuff from you, and we will put it on, you know, our social media stuff: Facebook page, SoundCloud,
great.
You know, Twitter, you know, Jeff's underwear, whatever we got to put it on. We will get the message out to people. I think that's fantastic. The other thing you did is, before we get back to talking about cooking vegetables, we'll probably burn up this whole segment talking about this stuff, but that's fine. You were just down in the tropics with Noah Glanville, Pip Barrel, and the great guy and all that. Tell us about that real quick.
Well, Brad Barrett and his family, the people who own a product called Grill Grates, it's a really, really good product. I like them a lot, especially if you own a gas grill. Their product, Grill Grate, replaces the grates on your grill, and it really improves the performance of the gas grill. by evening out the heat. I don't want to turn this into a commercial for him.
Sure, sure.
But it's a really great product. And they celebrated their 10th anniversary, and he and our Pitmaster Club went down to a little island called Green Turtle Cay in the Bahamas, and we brought about 80 people from our Pitmaster Club down there. And just had a great old time eating and drinking, and we got onto a big party boat and went out to an island and swam with the rays and the baby sharks, and went to an island where there was feral pigs, and ate great food, drank Goombe smashes, and grilled pizzas on the beach, and just had a blast.
That's the other thing. That's a good segue back to what we were doing there, Meathead. You know, you said grilled peaches. You can grill a lot of fruit this time of year, too. And, man, is it good.
Yeah. And, you know, you guys are up in the Northwest there. These cool climate fruits, always better than the warm climate fruits. I don't care what they say down in Georgia about their peaches, or South Carolina, which is actually a larger peach producer than Georgia. My favorite peaches come from Michigan, which is a very cool climate. I've not had Oregon or Washington peaches, but when you got these cool climates, the acidity is preserved. If it's really, really hot at night, you burn off the acidity and you get soft, mushy, very sweet, but they're not crisp enough. They don't balance.
Right.
It is a great time. You take my favorite are, you get what they call peaches with freestones or loose pits rather than cling peaches where the meat clings to the pit. And you get freestone peaches, split them in half, and just grill them. If you want, I sometimes will paint them with a liqueur, like a little amaretto or something like that.
Yeah, I got it.
Put them on top of pound cake. You get a piece of pound cake, you grill that off, too. Adds a wonderful flavor. And then go to AmazingRibs.com. I've got a really good recipe for a rum butter sauce that goes on top of grilled peaches and pound cake.
Now, we only got 2 segments left, and I am leaving, so hell with this. I mean, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I've got to get
cook some vegetables.
Let's cook some vegetables. So one of the things I see, and Jesus, here we go again. I've only got a minute left in this segment, but maybe this is a good lead in for you to the third segment. Okay. One of the things I see a lot of, and I want you to think about this, is people have various ways to grill vegetables. I understand that. Everybody's got their own techniques. I get that. That's perfectly fine. But I also see people just like, they take a whole cucumber and they throw it on there and they maybe turn it once towards the end or something, and they put a little salt on it and they say, this is great. Not really. You know, because you haven't really opened up the flavor to the smoke or the heat and stuff. So when we come back, we're going to talk about grilling more vegetables, but I also want you to suggest to people the proper techniques in doing that. Okay. Will you do that for me? All right. Really quickly, if you want to email us, it's barbecuenation@kxl.com. That's bbqnation@kxl.com. And say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KFLS in Klamath Falls and KLBM in LeGrand. And our new one, KSEY down in Seymour, Texas. So howdy down there, folks. We'll be back with more of Meathead Goldwyn right after this.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KSEY down in Seymour, Texas. Hope you guys in Texas are staying dry where you're at there in Seymour. And talk to all of our friends and family down in the Houston area, which I have some down there. Hang in there. It's going to be all right in the long run. We've got Meathead Goldwyn with us today. We've been trying to talk about cooking vegetables, but I keep taking us off on other subjects.
It's August, dude. Well, we talked about smoking cherry tomatoes.
Right.
And you can smoke any kind of tomatoes, but cherry tomatoes really are good because you get like raisins. And that's what you could do. You could cook them down to raisin texture. They're fantastic. They're one of the most versatile. The other thing is about this time of year, everybody gets zucchinis about the size of baseball bats.
Right.
And there's two things you can do with them. One thing is you can put it on your neighbor's doorstep and run like heck.
Yep.
And the other is you can split it in half lengthwise, scoop out the center, the pith, with all the seeds. And then you throw it on the grill and just soften it up a bit. Then you fill out that hollowed out canoe with everything you'd put on a pizza, sausage or ground beef, tomato sauce, cheese, pile it up high and put it back on the grill, put the cheese on top, season it however you want, and roast it until it's tender and the sausage is cooked, and kids will eat their vegetables. I call it pizzacchini, and it's great. You get the crunchy zucchini and the filling. It's just, they go together perfectly. Of course, grilled eggplant. You can take eggplants, and what I want you to do is you get a potato peeler, and you don't peel the whole thing because the skin's flavorful, but it's really tough sometimes, so you peel stripes. You peel off a section, leave another section on, peel off a section, and then slice it crosswise so you got big round discs, and you can put tomato sauce on there and melt cheese, and you've got a version of eggplant parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
Eggplant
mm-hmm.
parmesan on there. That works great. I've got a video of this whole process on AmazingRibs.com if you want to go watch that. That's a real winner. Corn. Now, here's where we start fights. You were talking about throwing something like a cucumber on the grill.
Right, right.
And now, yeah, you can take a corn cob and soak it in cold water, which a lot of people do with the husk on, and throw it on the grill. But what you're doing now is you're steaming it.
Right.
Or you can just take the grill and lift off the grates and throw the cob on the charcoal, and that burns the husk and stuff. But you're not getting the smoke and the grill flavor. The real way to do it, in my favorite way, is you pull the husks off, and then you either paint it with butter or oil, or I make a mixture of both and throw tarragon in there. So it extracts a little tarragon, and I paint it with that, and you roll it around on the grill until it gets a little brown and splotchy in places, and that's caramelizing the sugars. It's a little chewier than if you boil it or steam it, but it's much more flavorful. To me, that's grilled corn. But I tell you, every time I get in an argument or a discussion about this, it turns into an argument, and then there's usually gunplay at the end. And
yeah.
People write me nasty letters about, you don't know how the heck to cook corn.
Well, but, I'll tell you what, Meathead, with that, you should use that zucchini recipe as a get-out-of-jail-free card. Because you're the only guy that I've come up with, that I've talked to over many years of doing this stuff and cooking and stuff, that has come up with that is a reasonable thing to do with those 4-foot-long, 3-feet mm-hmm. wide pieces of zucchini without mm-hmm. turning everything into 40 pounds of zucchini bread.
Yeah, so, right. Well, that's the alternative. No, it really works, and it tastes great, and kids love it. It's a pizzacchini. You can get your kids to eat your vegetables that way. Don't try to give them any Brussels sprouts. That won't work.
Oh, hell no. It won't work with me either. So I'm just telling you. So here's one of the things, and you see it in almost every cookbook. You see it on the magazine racks. You're going through, you know, Piggly Wiggly or wherever you shop, and you're going through there, and you see the summer grilling by Sunset Magazine or best, you know, Homes and Gardens, whatever. There's always red peppers. And I happen to like red peppers.
Me too.
There's, you know, some people put oil on them. Some people don't put oil on them. Some people roast them whole. Some people cut them in half. You know, I can do it any way you want to. But from Chicago, live right now, tell us Meathead's version of doing that proper way.
Either way, I don't think it's necessary to oil them.
Yeah.
Some people will put them skin down and blister and blacken the skin and peel it. It's really not necessary. I just did one last night, Italian sausage. I had a Carmen. It was a long, slender red pepper. It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just split it in half, put it on a bun, put an Italian sausage in between, and away you go. They really are great with meat. Grilled red pepper served alongside of, and you take a slice of beef and you take a little slice of pepper. They go together great. Do I have time to tell you how to make a Brussels sprout that you might eat?
Yeah, fire away. We got we got a couple
minutes. Rotisserie, great for gas grills. You take a chicken, you put it on the rotisserie, and you get a roasting pan, and you put it underneath the chicken, and you put Brussels sprouts, carrots, onions, whatever you want, all about the same size chops underneath there, and you put about a quarter inch, half inch of water in there, and you let the chicken rotate and drip down into the pan. The water will cook it as it boils and simmers and steams.
Sure.
And you got to keep an eye on it, because what you want to do is you want to cook off all the water just about the time the chicken is done. And then, I forgot to tell you, put a little oil in there first. But oil is going to drip off the chicken.
Yeah.
And now you kind of, now you've got the veggies, you kind of sear them and you fry them a little bit. They get brownish on the edges. And Brussels sprouts are really good when they get browned. And then just before you take off, just a light drizzle of honey. And this mixed vegetable makes Brussels sprouts delicious, because you've got all the chicken drippings on there and the spices that come off your chicken. It is wonderful.
I will give it a try, just for you. Just for you.
You're a liar.
I will. No, I will. I will. It won't be for a couple weeks though, because I got my, like you, all my time is booked. But I will try it. I. Hey, look, my mom was a great cook, but there was a couple of things that she couldn't cook, and one of them was Brussels sprouts, and the other was lima beans. I hate lima beans with a passion.
I'm with you on the lima beans. I'll tell you,
Jesus. I'd come home after I learned how to drive, and if I saw lima beans on the stove, I'd grab the car keys, and I was gone.
Yeah,
out of there.
Brussels sprouts, lima beans, and liver were the three that I hated. My wife taught me how to eat liver, and I've learned how to cook. You got to brown the Brussels sprouts. That's the key. You can't just steam them. You got to brown them. You got to get them crispy on the outside. But I haven't figured a way to eat lima beans yet. No way.
No, they just look like Martian kidneys to me. That's just not happening.
And they taste like Martian kidneys.
God, I know. They're just awful. So if you're... if you're listening to this show, or you're listening to Meathead on some other, you know, media platform, you're probably a great
lima beans.
You're probably a great person, but we hate your product if you cook.
Yeah. No, I want them to teach me how to eat lima beans.
Can't do it. I just I can't.
And then the best way everybody does it with the corn and all that stuff, they call it succotash.
Yeah,
what a great name, succotash. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. All right. It just. It's just awful. So going back to the garden, I know Steve Reichlin was big on this for a while, and I think he still is, but I want to talk to you about smoking lettuce. Not the kind we did in college, the kind that you get out of the real garden, the vegetable garden, not the herb garden.
In my book, there's a really good recipe for grilling romaine lettuce, and there's a really nice salad dressing that goes with it. I don't smoke it much. One of the beauties of lettuce is that it's juicy, it's full of water, it's crunchy. You don't want to cook it so long, that dries it out. But if you take a romaine lettuce head and split it down the middle, and leave the roots, the stem intact, so it doesn't fall apart, You can on a high flame, you can sear it off a little bit on each side so it gets a little crunchy and it gets that grill flavor. You got to have the right dressing that goes with it. And I like to put candied pecans and blue cheese or feta cheese on there, and my smoked tomato raisins that we talked about earlier. And that's a really nice salad. I like, and it's in my book. It's a really good technique. And you can also do it with Belgian endive.
Yeah,
it's a little more bitter, but that's the same technique.
No, I mean, I'm for all that. I mean, I guess it follows through, because as a kid, the one thing my mom did make great, and I'm really happy my mom doesn't listen to the radio, especially my show, but she could make hot bacon dressing like nobody's business, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we always had the red lettuce and that coming out of the garden. And, man, we would just eat that for days at a time. That's all we wanted. It was perfect. You know
what else is fun on the grill, and people are, it's starting to show up in restaurants, is grilled cauliflower steaks.
Uh-huh.
You can only get two or three big steaks out of a head of cauliflower, and then you got all the other stuff that you can just break up into florets and cook however you want. But if you cut a cauliflower from top to bottom, you can get these big planks out of it and paint them up with garlic butter or something like that. Grill them off until they're tender. They're really tasty, and it really brings out the flavor.
Oh, yeah, it does. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back and wrap up the show with our friend Meathead Golan right after this. Don't go away. You're listening to the Radio Northwest Network. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. Dr. Dave is having his third martini, so that's fine. And we've got our buddy Meathead with us today. Don't forget to check out his website, AmazingRibs.com. There's lots of cool stuff there. We've got kind of a short segment here. What is the easiest vegetable, Meathead, for people who have not done it, not grilled them, not smoked them? What's the easiest one for them to start with and maybe garner some success?
Well, zucchini may be the easiest, the very simplest way, if you like it. A lot of people don't like it. Or yellow squash, which is akin. And actually, I like yellow squash a little better. And you just cut it about a quarter inch thick, salt and pepper it, and then I'll take a, like a zipper bag, or I'll put it in a pan and pour some Italian salad dressing over it, oil and vinegar, and it soaks in pretty good. And then throw it on the grill or paint it with butter instead of soaking. But you want to get it moist and just soak it on the grill, get some good grill marks on it, and it's a really delightful dish as a side dish if you like zucchini. As I say, I prefer the yellow squash, but I like the green zucchini, too. Couldn't be easier, just delightful, and the grill flavor really amps it up.
Well, see, and I'm so impressed because today we've come up with two other things to do with zucchini besides giving them to your neighbors in landfill. So there you go. So if I said really, we got 3 minutes here. I hate to keep bugging you about the time, but I tend to just talk and not pay any attention to it. If I said, Meathead, give me your perfect grilled vegetables along with maybe some smoked salmon or something, or grilled salmon, what would you cook?
Well, the easiest thing is what I jokingly call it a grilled ratatouille. But I just, get whatever's... Often on a day like today, my wife will come home from work. I work at home. And we'll wander out to the garden just to check the garden, and we'll start picking whatever is fresh. And usually we come in with a basket of tomatoes, and hopefully we get a smallish zucchini, which are more tender and more flavorful, or a yellow squash, an eggplant. You slice them all up until around the same thickness. Give them a quick toss with some oil and vinegar or an Italian salad dressing, and just throw them on the grill all together, and they come off. And you have like a ratatouille, but they're all grilled and the flavor is nice. I'll also take that same mix and put them on a hoagie roll and make a grilled veggie sandwich. And honest to God, I can go a week easily without eating any meat when my vegetable garden is in season. And in fact, I did it once for a whole month about 3 or 4 years ago. I was kind of upset about some of the problems there were in those days with animal husbandry and the way large concentrated feeding organizations were handling animals.
Sure.
I wanted to voice a little protest. Meathead goes veg head, and made the headlines. And I went 30 whole days without eating any meat, but I cheated. I did it in August.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, one of my favorite meals actually is sliced beef steak tomatoes. And I like to put a little balsamic on it. I've got some great 25-year-old balsamic and a little Parmesan, and sometimes I'll drop a couple capers on it. I do that and some fresh corn on the cob. And if you want to throw in a couple other fresh vegetables with a good vinegar and oil, or an oil-based Caesar or something like that, I can do that. I'll eat that forever. That's good stuff.
Ask me what I had for lunch today.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Beef steak tomato sliced on toast with some fresh basil leaves, which I chiffonade, which is just chop them up
sure.
in long strips, with mayonnaise on it. That's it.
There you go.
Beef steak tomato, fresh basil on toast with mayonnaise. Oh, man, what a lunch.
Tomato sandwich. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. And if all else fails, folks, and I actually did this, if you're having a barbecue this weekend, because it is Labor Day weekend, if you're having a barbecue and you've got kids running around, always keep peanut butter and jelly for the kids. It'll save you a lot of grief. Trust me. Do you agree?
Hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
Yeah. I did that at a big bash a couple months ago that I did for a friend of mine. And I had two sets of parents come up and say, that was absolutely brilliant that you brought peanut butter and jelly and white bread for these kids. They didn't yell. They had a good time all day long. Anyway, Meathead, my friend, it is always a pleasure to have you back on the show. And we will do it again before the holidays, because I don't think you and I can ever run out of stuff to talk about.
Let's come back and talk about cooking your turkey outdoors. There is nothing better than grilled turkey.
We can do that. So, and I want to leave you all with one thought. Right now, your future self is watching you through memories. How's that? That's pretty heavy for me. Okay,
you're
our motto.
Me, man.
I know. Remember, our motto here is turn it, don't burn it. You can check my stuff out at thecowboycook.com or Barbecue Nation Online. We'll do that. We will see you next week. So for Meathead, AmazingRibs.com, Goldman, and myself, take care, everybody. Have a good week.